Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, Western New York, 716land, and Southern Ontario. Brendan Cunningham here, because real estate is cool, as far as I know. Yes, we're going to talk about a number of different things today. And one of the things we're hearing in the market right now is it's sort of a familiar mantra. It's like, well, you know, I'm having trouble finding the house that I'm looking for, so I'm wondering maybe I should just build on or put the addition on to my house that I was considering doing right along. You know what? That's certainly an option. We hear that question all the time, regardless of what's going on in the marketplace. But we seem to be hearing it much more frequently now because of the lack of inventory. People are just sort of giving up and they're saying, oh, I'll just put the addition on and be done with it. Well, that's something you can certainly consider doing. However, that comes with a certain number of risks and pitfalls. So let's address some of them. Remember, we only have a 30-minute show here, and we can't do the complete analysis. But something that I like to share with people is if you're going to consider putting this addition on, one of the things that you should probably do is you probably want to have a conversation, a consultation with somebody I'm going to call your trusted real estate professional. Now, there's a lot of bantering back and forth on the word trusted real estate professional and, you know, what does that mean? I'm a realtor. I'm a member of the National Association of Realtors. It's probably the largest trade organization, I think, in the United States, with about 1,600,000 members, and we ascribe to a certain code of ethics. And even within that, much like the Bar Association, much like the American Medical Association, you have good doctors and you have bad doctors, you have good lawyers, you have bad lawyers, and you have good real estate agents and realtors that maybe not are quite as good as some of the others. So when I say trust, it's really a key here, because here's why. If you ask just any old real estate agent that you met and you don't have any relationship with, should you improve your property or should you just put it on the market, you have to understand something. There's an implied conflict of interest in that question. Let's look at it from another perspective. Let's say that you have a roof situation and you call a roofer in. The average roofer, and I'm not disparaging roofers, but the average roofer is probably saying, well, yeah, you need a new roof. Because here's the situation. The roofer doesn't get paid to give out free advice. He only gets paid if he puts a roof on your house. And with respect to conflict, if you ask the average Joe, should I put an addition on or should I just put my house on the market? If you put the addition on, he's not going to be able to make a sale. So can you see where there's technically a conflict? However, we can show you a way to get around the conflict. Now, if you ask the agent, should you improve the property, chances are, much like a good doctor, they should probably follow your question up, and it shouldn't be a yes or a no. It should probably be followed up with a whole series of questions. Example, if you were to ask me if you should put an addition on the house, I would say, first of all, what are your long-term plans? Like, if you're thinking you're only going to be in the house for 2 more years, and you're going to spend $100,000 to put on an addition on the house, here comes the question. Will you be able to get that $100,000 out? Over the years in Western New York, particularly in the Orchard Park market where I worked for, we used to see a lot of people that would spend an awful lot of money and they would stick it into the basement. We used to call them football players a basement. $100,000. We talked a little bit about that last week. You see a $100,000 basement. And we used to say, listen, that's fine. You can do that. This is America. No one really cares how you spend your money. But understand, you may not be able to get that money out, and you certainly won't be able to get the money out dollar for dollar. But if you're doing it for your own enjoyment, well, then that's fine. That's swell. But if you're looking on real estate as purely being an investment, well, chances are that you may want to tread lightly. So they should ask you, how long are you planning on staying in the house? What are your overall plans? Where do you see yourself being in 2 years, 5 years, 6 years? Something else to consider when if you decide that you want to do an addition or whatever kind of improvement, a kitchen, a bathroom. I loved Ronald Reagan's quote when he talked about the economy and he talked about balancing the budget. He said, well, as he always said, well, he said, balancing the budget is kind of like renovating